Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway rainy Friday morning, first day of the month of December. First day of the month of December, a real getaway Friday morning, 18 minutes past the hour. Rainy and bleak on this Friday morning, joined in studio by Matt Morgan. Good morning, Matt. How are you on this beautiful, sunny, you know, resort-like Friday morning here in Marion?
You know, of all the days that I actually decided to show up on time, I got up at 7. I opened the door. I was going to let my car warm up for a little bit. And as soon as I opened the door, I heard the rain. It was dark. It was cold. And I was like, no.
Well, you know what? Getting up every day at 6:30, 7 o'clock this week, the cold was not striking this morning. Because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday were cold. Those were 17-degree mornings. Right now, we're at 42. So I'll take this
morning.
I mean,
it was cold when I went outside at like 10:30 those days.
Yeah, it was cold all day those days. So the cold today was not a big issue, and I left my coat here at the studio the other. I guess I have another coat, but the last 2 days have not really been all that cold. This morning, certainly the rain and the overcast grayness of the day, that would slow you down.
Yeah. It's not looking too hot outside.
No, it's not. But we do have phone lines here, and we are at the studio today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do want to remind everybody, we've got Christmas in the Village coming up on December the 9th at 6:15 p.m. That'll be, we'll tell them, Matt, what Christmas in the Village is.
So Christmas in the Village will take place at 6:15 on December 9th in the Village Square in Caledonia. Scott will be reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas." Me and Carrington will be there singing. Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus will be there. There'll be a lot. There's a lot going on that night. There'll be a tree lighting.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It will.
A week from tomorrow, December the 9th. Now, also wanted to let you know that coming up, I'm not sure yet when the Christmas party is, so I'll let you know as time goes on, because for people who've listened to this station for many years, we do broadcast those Christmas parties. It will either be at 7 p.m. on December 19th or 21st. We're still trying to figure that out. Now, the fruitcake toss is coming up on December the 14th. Now, we have some stuff to talk about in regard to the fruitcake toss. Matt, tell them about the fruitcake toss.
So the fruitcake toss will take place at 7 on the 14th of December. We'll be throwing fruit cakes that day, obviously. Jack Kellogg will be inducted into the Upper Crust Society. We will have Buckeyes.
Chestnuts,
yes. There'll be singing. I'm sure there's something I'm forgetting. It's a
singing, Upper Crust Society, plaque presentation, and the fruitcake toss itself. Now, I want to run down the list here because we try to do this every morning. We've got Ted Jolliffe, Adam, Dr. Davis, Commissioner Murray, Commissioner Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Ayers Ratliff was a new entrant this week, city councilman. Bill Collins, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mayor Jack Kellogg, Fruitcake Lily, who's 10 years old, Pastor Craig, Ted Williams, Sheila Evans, Linda Sims and her husband Ed, who won last year, Caleb Rice, Bob Welsh, Mrs. Welsh, George Kasotis, Joanne Kasotis, Sheriff Bales, a representative from the fire department, Judge Edwards, Carrie Grisby, Caitlin from the Kroger Pharmacy, which we think that's a done deal, Lois Fisher and her husband Nick, and last night we had Tracy Lee nominated via online for the fruitcake toss. So we're getting pretty close to 40 here. It's going to be a big night come December the 14th. Now, there are only a few people who have not been nominated who were nominated last year. I think the only people that I can think of who participated last year are Chief McDonald, and we heard yesterday that a phone call had been put into Chief McDonald, so that's still being worked out. Also, other city councilmen had been invited. We don't know where that stands at this point. Other than that, I think it's just really Abby and Buckeye Guy at this point, I think, are the two that have not been nominated who were a part of it last year.
Abby and Buckeye Guy.
Abby and Buckeye Guy. Nobody has cared to nominate them this year. They've said, you know, those two just did not play out well last year. But again, you can nominate anybody, and we've still got, what do we got? About 2 weeks. 2 weeks from last night. Now, this will be broadcast, by the way. We'll tape it at 7 o'clock. But if you can't be there or miss it, we are going to air it that night from 9:15 until 10 p.m. on this station. So that's going to be exciting. Does anybody want to nominate anybody for the Fruitcake Toss? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have any updates on the Fruitcake Toss or would like to nominate anybody. 740-383-9944. I don't know. Maybe it's the whole Ryan Day Buckeyes mess that nobody wants to nominate the Buckeye Guy this year. Maybe he's just fallen down in esteem at this point.
What do you mean the Ryan Day Buckeye mess?
Well, let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I've got one more, Scott.
Oh, one more entrant.
Well, it's Judge Edwards. He said he had talked to you, and I told him that I heard you on the phone. On the radio station yesterday, and he said yes.
Oh, good. So Judge Edwards is a definite yes at this point.
Yeah, and he's so nice, too.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, he had said during the broadcast of the Christmas parade last week that he was listening, and he said he had not been made aware of it yet, which it might have been just on his answering machine. So, Judge Edwards.
No, I didn't call the Judge Fredericks or Edwards or Ballinger till after Thanksgiving. I called them. I don't think I called them before, and I called them maybe, I've only called them, I don't think I called them twice. Everybody's been called twice, and I put George and Joanne Casotas as maybes.
Well, after you told me that, when George came in last Friday, I did send him a message saying that he had been nominated, so he's definitely aware of it.
Oh, well, I know he's aware, but I think last year he had some place to go. And the only two that I hear, I need Ray Grogan and Judge Fredericks. And then that Jan Draper, I don't know if she would. And that Megan, is it McGinnis?
Those oh, Miranda,
four.
Miranda.
And then, well, yeah, I've left them all. I've called them all, well, Fredericks, and I haven't called twice because I put him and Judge Edwards off till later. And that Chief McDonald and Lieutenant Brown, I think I talked to Lieutenant Brown last year. So I don't know if one of them came or not. And that's all I have to hear from. And the rest of them, I think I had, what was it? I was 16 calls. I had 6 yes, 2 no's, 2 maybes, and the other 6 haven't got back with me.
Well, I'm sure we'll hear back as people are getting their schedules together. Now, you said yesterday that Mayor Schertzer's office said that he was not available. Did they say why he wasn't available that night?
No, she just called and said he wasn't coming.
Oh, okay.
She didn't give me a reason. She just said, no.
Well, you know, it's his last month in office. Maybe he's got other fish to fry that week. That, you know, that's the week of the big city council vote on the pay raises. Maybe he's got a big week that week.
Well, like Eric Ratliff last year, he had to go to Cleveland. You know, if they know they're not coming, they'll usually say why.
Right, right. And I think that's very nice.
Yes. And so that's the whole. And Judge Ballinger, I know she's very nice, but I couldn't get a number on her because I don't like to press the jury or civil court or another court if they don't give me an option, you know, like a dispatcher or something.
Right, right. Now, I think we're good. I think we're coming along here. I think we're close to 40 people already, and we still have 2 weeks left to go. So I think we're doing well. If we hear back from Police Chief McDonald, and we hear back from the judges, and obviously if any other city council members would like to join up, which I think we'll know on Monday, I think we're in fine shape.
Well, the other time I think for the Chief McDonald, I pressed. What do you call it? They have certain things like, if you want certain stuff. So the other time I might have pushed another button. to leave a message. They'll have, like, records or, you know, something. And they don't have an option in certain departments. And I kind of hate to bother them, but when that Ballinger, some of them it'll say, like, civil court or jury, and some, like, other court, and I don't, they don't want to be bothered, you know, probably with this, so.
Well, I don't know, you know, they...
So I didn't push, I don't think I pushed anything. I didn't leave anything for her. I just wrote down there was no good option to...
You know what, I think a lot of people might be waiting, because the peanut push, I believe, is tomorrow. And I think a lot of people might be waiting till after the peanut push to respond. That may be part of it.
Oh, I didn't know it was tomorrow. Okay.
See, isn't that sad, though? I mean, because this great thing, the peanut push, doesn't get any attention at all anymore. I looked in the paper this morning, and it's advertising Christmas at the Palace, which is this weekend. And I'll tell you what, this is as little publicity I've ever seen for Christmas at the Palace. The first story runs today. Isn't that sad?
Well, when I talked to those reporters, I think one was out towards Mount Gilead. I don't think any's here in Marion. I had a man and a woman, and they were, I think, out of the Marion County.
No, all
it's
the
they're very hard to deal with. I mean, to get a hold of.
Well, even those reporters are gone now. I believe it was back in October. The last local reporter for the Marion Star left. So honestly, I think all the stories that they're getting now are just submitted. I don't know how they're being submitted, but if you look at them, they don't list a writer, a reporter anymore. So honestly, I don't know what's going on.
Well, I had that. What was the editor? Was it Lance something? What was that?
Well, Ben Lanka, but he's moved on to Columbus now.
Well, I wrote him two letters. Because my delivery, if I only get it 2 days a week, sometimes three, and I have to go hunting for it and stuff. And then I wrote them, and then like about 8 months and a year later, I got the two letters back just, and they, I guess, have been sitting up there at the office place that used to be up there on State Street.
Well, yeah,
Ben. Nobody opened them,
yeah,
and I got them back. So.
Yeah, Ben moved on. He's writing for the newspaper now. I believe he's writing for the Dispatch in Columbus, so he's long gone now himself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because nobody, they didn't send him on to somebody else or anything.
Yeah.
So
it's unfortunate that this has happened, but we'll see what happens. Well, hey, thanks for the update.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, any more updates on the fruitcake toss? Now, yesterday we had a partial entry of Lois Fisher and Nick Fisher, and I gave their number on the air. Now, I don't know if that's a confirmation at this point. If we have any information on that, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Remember, we are in the studio today. It's, Judge Edwards is a definite yes now.
Exciting.
You know, it's heating up. It's big time.
You know, we might need more than the allotted time to do this.
Well, you know, the tosses are very quick. It's just getting the reading on how far they tossed. Now, what typically we have done is we'll set up a cone. We'll get here early, and we'll set up a cone every 5 feet. That way we always know within 5 feet how far you threw the fruitcake. So we don't have to measure from the line to where the fruitcake landed. But I don't know. I think it's very, very interesting.
So you just get a decent estimate?
Well, I mean, it's if you have like 40, 45, 50, if you have that marked off, you know about where it landed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't have to take a whole lot of time, like getting out a tape measure or something, to find out how far that thing was thrown. It's a fun event. And I like this year. Oh, I should mention, by the way, the winner will receive a plaque. And the winner will also receive 4 passes to the Columbus Zoo Lights in Columbus, Ohio. But on that, I should also say that I got a message from Bob Welsh yesterday that this year not only will there be a Fruitcake Toss winner plaque, but there also will be the person from WGH who has thrown it the farthest. So like an inner office... not an argument, but an inter-office competition going on here. Because if we look at the WGH people, we've got Adam, we've got Matt, we've got Carrington, we've got myself. Glenn, I don't know if Glenn is still considered a WGH person or not. We'll have to get a ruling on Bob for that. Who else would be a WGH? Mary Ellen, would she be a WGH person? She's a guest on here quite a bit. I don't know. Pastor Craig's certainly a WGH person. Is Ted a WGH person? I don't know. Linda certainly is. I don't think her husband would be considered one. Bob, if you're out there listening, what's considered a WGH person? Because if we're just talking about on-air personalities, right now, really, it's just Adam, Matt, Carrington, myself, Pastor Craig, and Linda.
Pastor Whitaker not been nominated?
No, nobody nominated Pastor Whitaker.
I'll nominate Pastor
Whitaker. Oh, you'll nominate Pastor Whitaker. Well, there's another entrant into the fruitcake toss. Pastor Whitaker. I'll have to let him know. Pastor Whitaker now into the fruitcake toss. So I think that's everybody here at the station. I can't think of anybody else. Terry and Sean have not been nominated. But we'll see how that goes as time goes on.
Has Adam been nominated?
Yes, Adam was the second nominee.
Oh, nice.
So Adam's in there. But this is the fruitcake toss. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't think I've nominated anybody yet. You know, did anybody nominate the governor? Because I think this is his type of event. Because he likes to kick people's rear end. He'll threaten people at a beef show. He does. He's a riled up little guy.
How are we gonna get the news to him?
Well, I could get the news to the guy. I know how to reach the governor.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I could reach the governor.
Let's do it. I mean, we could do it.
We've got former governors too. You know, we've got Governor Strickland, Governor Taft, who are a part of the collage of guests here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How do you like that, Matt? You too.
It's nice you included him. I think that was nice.
Well, yeah, and you know, we've forgot a real important person. Just think back in the lineup with the WWGH personnel. Who is that one real important person? That would be James Anderson, the mascot of Groundhog.
Absolutely.
We have to get a hold of that guy, or I'll nominate that, and if somebody in the system there can get a hold of him and tell him that Ted nominated him for the toss, will you please?
You know, I will do that. I can reach out to James. Did we ever hear anything back from Bill or Lois?
Oh, I'm so excited to hear from them. I got two calls from Lois yesterday, but she said, I'm returning your call, and then I got another one. And I kind of, I'm under a handicap with the phone. I got to look at the number, and if it don't come up on our phone, why, we don't answer the phone. Because could we get suspected spam here? I'd like to see him, and I'd like to throw him down through there, you know what I mean?
I know. Yeah.
But anyhow, so I'm going to hope that maybe today, of course, being Friday and a weekend coming up, that's a little differential, but I'm going to keep there. By the way, is there any way that you could go to the office? I don't know anything about it. I haven't talked to Lois and know that. Anywhere where you could make an appointment, or you have to make an appointment to see her? I don't think she would have to say that, but...
You know, I honestly don't know if she's in the office much anymore, but I don't think you'd need an appointment to see her.
But I'm real excited because I really like to talk to her just for a few minutes, and I'm not going to take up much of her time. But I just like to get back with her and Nick. When Nick had the meat market, I said the other day down on Barks Road, I'm in 423 on the east side there, where Capola is, or that food place is there on 423. You know, south on the east side.
Right.
Well, that's where Nick had his meat market right there. And so I just like to talk to both of them. I haven't seen them for a while. I know Nick was out there with a backhoe one afternoon, and I went by there, and I said, there's Nick Fisher. I said, I'm going to go up there and talk to him. And I went up there, and my God, he had blood all over his face, and he was really looked bad. And I said, man, I said, wait a minute. I said, you need some help here. I'll take you to the doctor in the emergency room. He said, nah, I'm all right. What happened, he was trying to push a little sapling over on a with a backhoe, and the thing snapped back and hit the windshield and come in there and hit him in the head and stuff. But I had a bunch of tissues and stuff and some clean rags I keep in the car for emergency stuff in a little kit, and I went and got that, and he said, I'll be all right. And I said, oh, man, Nick. And so that's the last time I seen him. So I know he's still around because I've seen him off to a distance working on some projects, you know. Anyhow, I'll get off of here. But, Matt, what do you think about your chance of throwing the fruitcake? Did you ever throw it before, Matt?
No, this would be my first year. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's... And having those cones out there, you know, be my luck. You know, I've seen those cones before, and there's a hole in them, maybe 3 or 4 inches in diameter, I don't know, something like that. Be my luck, mine will go right down in the cone, and they can't find it. And they said, well, we have no reading for Ted, so I'll be out of it. So I hope you watch that. You don't throw one down a cone, okay?
All right.
Okay, buddy. And have you been hunting any at all with the open gun season here this week for deer?
I haven't been hunting here too recently, but I went hunting a few weeks ago with my cousin and my brother.
Did you do any good?
We didn't get anything, but we saw a few deer, but it was bow season at the time, so we were too far away to shoot at.
Yeah, okay. Well, nice talking to y'all. Take care, and... Scott, I'll get back with you when I can get back with you, old buddy.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Hey, I'll tell you one exciting thing this morning that happened. You want to hear that?
Go ahead.
I went down to Burger King there on 423 South Marion, and I went through there, and there was a sign there, and it said, iced coffees, $1 all day. And I thought, man, all day, that means this morning. I don't have to wait till afternoon or anything, lunchtime, to get that. So I asked the lady, I said, is that on this morning I could get a iced coffee? She said, well, it sure is. And I said, what size can I get? And she said, small, medium, large. And I said, oh, a large, and I can get it for $1? She said, yeah. I said, what flavor? She said, vanilla or chocolate. Man, I'm telling you guys, that is delicious drink for $1, and most of them are $2.69 or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it sounds like a delicious way to start the day.
Oh, we have to keep that aisle open down there at Burger King, so it'll be flooded here. Hey, guys, have a good one. We'll see you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, again, 740-383-9944 is the number. Now James Anderson in the fruitcake toss, and Pastor Whitaker in the fruitcake toss as of this morning. 740-383-9944. Now, I don't know. I think Governor DeWine could probably toss a fruitcake.
Oh, you know, I think so.
I mean, if you look at this, we have all the great people in this. We have station personalities. We have treasurers of the United States. We have former mayors. We have people who are going to be mayor. We have naturalists. We have city council people. We have county commissioners. We've got a lot. We've got the county auditor. Miranda McGinnis. Haven't heard back from Miranda. Now, I wonder what that's all about.
On the fruitcake toss?
Yeah, I'm sure she'd love to toss a fruitcake. What's going on with her?
I guess she's probably just busy.
Possibly the police chief as well. A lot of stuff going on here. Now, I should mention this morning, we will have a Best of Pastor Whitaker show next hour. And then at 10 o'clock, Matt and I will be back live on the air. 11 o'clock this morning, I think Matt and I will be on as well, because I'm not really sure if there'll be a Best of Pastor Craig show or not. I'm not sure what's going to go on there, but we'll be live at 12. So that's how the morning will tick out. And then at 1 p.m., we'll have a Study His Word program with Pastor Craig. And then tonight at 8 o'clock, it'll be Matt Carrington and I from 8 until 10. So that's going to be a lot of fun as well. Don't miss it. Go ahead, caller.
Excuse me. I got one more thing that this fruitcake thing will maybe bring the people and the elected people together. And there might not be a better understanding. Once they meet these people in the elected part and stuff, they're going to find out they're real people, you know. They're good guys and they're new good gals and stuff. And why don't we get together and join up and see each other and annual event like this? Why, brings people together and you kind of know face-to-face. And it's a lot better communication when you say, hey, yeah, I talked to that person. They're, but I think everybody forgets when they get a hold of position. Sometimes they think, well, they aren't real people. They wouldn't talk to me. Oh, yeah, they're real people. They're good people. Marion's a good town, buddy, and if we could pull it together here and still work at it, I think we're gonna see some go, and it's been a while since everything is maybe on a smooth slate, but we got to keep plugging at it if we're going to be winners. So thanks, Scott.
Thank you. And here's what I just want to say on that particular note is I feel the fruitcake toss because we're all going to sing out there. We're all going to be cold in the parking lot. We're all going to be tossing fruitcakes. We're all going to be having Buckeyes, a.k.a. chestnuts. I feel like the fruitcake toss is the community event that brings Marion together. Republican, Democrat, angry, not angry. It's the community event that brings people together.
I agree. Everybody's participating.
And I hear that Adam might be on the 12 o'clock show today. So, hey, listen, Adam might be live in studio. You've never met Adam.
I have not.
Oh, it's an experience.
It's an experience.
Oh, my.
I'm sure.
We're going to talk about some real humdingers today at 12 o'clock.
It'll be good.
So Adam will be in the studio for the first time at 12 o'clock today, and that'll be fun. Haven't seen Adam for quite a while, so it'll be good. 740-383-9944. So now this thing's just heating up big time. You know what's sad? Nobody wants to nominate the governor. Nobody wants to call the governor's office and say, listen, it's a public number. He works for you.
Yeah?
He's just 45 minutes up the road. Don't you want to see little DeWine out here throwing a fruitcake?
I would love to meet DeWine.
Well, you should nominate him and call him.
You know, I'll nominate him.
All right, during the break here, you can call down to the governor's office and say, listen, governor, you've been nominated for the fruitcake toss. Here's the information. Get your rear end down here. What else do you have to do?
I guess that's it.
Yes. I think it's going to be great today. Adam will be here for the first time. You've never met Adam. He'll be here for the big current events portion. He can tell us how his progress has gone on the fruitcake toss.
It's good.
Do you think he's going to win the WGH categorical fruitcake plaque? Because there's a plaque there just for WGH personnel.
I'm not sure. I heard the first year he threw it backwards.
He did throw it backwards. It went back in time. Yeah. We're still trying to find that fruitcake. I think it's about 1947.
I mean, he must have threw it pretty hard then.
He threw it hard. There was a big, like, whip on it. I remember that. There was a big windup. He was like one of those old pitchers from the 30s, but it just went in the wrong direction. God bless his heart. Now, last year, he did win Most Improved,
and I think
he did win the WGH personnel category last year. But last year, there weren't many I don't think a lot of us participated. It was just me, and my thing wasn't even recorded. I think it was just me and Linda. Gosh, who else was in it last year from the WGH section? It wasn't a whole lot of people. So this year he's got much more competition.
I mean, I think everybody's got a lot more competition. There's got to be at least 40 names in there, pretty close to it.
Oh, close to 40 names, and we've got everybody. We've got across the aisle, around the aisle. It's a big, big event coming up on December the 14th. Going to be huge. Going to have a lot of fun. Now, I also want to say this morning, and by the way, if you want to nominate anybody, doesn't cost any money. As I've said, just give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we put the Christmas tree up the night before Thanksgiving, and we topped the Christmas tree and lit the Christmas tree last Friday morning. But this morning when we came in, there was a bag with boxes in it hanging on the door. And I know they weren't there Wednesday because we were here Wednesday night. So they had to have appeared yesterday. Lights for the tree. Now, we needed more lights for the tree because we'd run out of lights for the tree. So now we've got more lights for the tree for the holiday season.
They're the big ones, too.
They are the big, bulky lights for the tree. And I believe Terry got those. So we thank Terry for dropping those off at the studio yesterday. Okay. Well, did you hear the news? Chipotle, I think, is moving across town. I got it on a very reliable source that Chipotle is moving from their current location next to Urgent Care and that Greek restaurant on Route 95, and I believe they're moving to the old BP location out here on the south side of town, across from where Speedway was, next to Arby's, corner of Barks Road and Delaware Avenue. Do you think this is a good move?
I don't think so, no. I mean, I guess
it's a bad move.
I don't know how much traffic comes down throughout here, but at least for me, it's a bad move because it means it's just farther for me. But also, I feel like all the stores are, like, not all of them, but, like there's a lot more stores and food on the other side of town.
Do you like the Chipotle?
Yeah. It's just, it's super expensive, so I don't go there too often.
See, I know I've eaten Chipotle, but I can't ever remember going there on purpose. Like, I think I've went there with other people, and I think...
Yeah, that's usually what it is. When I go to Chipotle, it's just because somebody I'm with wants to go.
Yeah, but what's so good about Chipotle? What do they have? I know they have guacamole.
I think their biggest thing is their queso. People love their queso. They like the chips.
Quesadilla.
No. Just the cheese.
Oh, just the cheese.
Yep, like queso. They have like a queso. You can get like queso and cheese.
Do they have
like,
quesadillas?
Yeah, they have quesadillas.
Do they have tacos?
I don't know. I don't think so.
What does Chipotle even mean? What kind of place are they? What kind of food do I have to be in the mood for to get
there? Mexican food.
Well, I understand, but if I go to a Mexican restaurant, it's like tacos and things of that nature.
I mean, you could
quesadillas.
Probably, I don't know that you could get, like, tacos, because I don't know that they have, like, taco meat, but you could probably get, like, carnitas.
Carnitas?
It's like a taco, but it uses steak instead of, like, beef.
Oh. So a high dollar.
Yeah.
Taco.
Yeah.
So how much is a carnita costing?
I have no clue.
I don't know. But it looks like they're going to move. We don't know when the move's going to happen. I don't even know if any construction's being done down here on that site yet. Maybe it is. Somebody said it was.
I mean, I would hope so. If they're getting ready to move, I would hope the building's done.
It's just interesting to me that they would move to the south side of town and obviously where these barriers have been put up.
I mean, I heavily dislike the barriers. They are a little obnoxious.
Yeah, so I don't know. They're going to be in the barrier area.
Well, that's good. Fantastic.
So now people are not going to be able to pull out or pull in there from the opposite side of the street. I still don't understand how that's supposed to work. So if you want to go to Wendy's or Arby's and soon to be Chipotle, you have to drive down. If you're going south, you've got to go down what, to the mall parking lot and swing around in there, or the Kroger parking lot and swing around, and then come back the opposite way to get in the parking lot. I've never heard of something so stupid in my life.
Why'd they put the dividers there? What was the?
It was an ODOT thing, and I'm not even sure. Did you ever see a lot of accidents there? I mean, is that really a high traffic area?
I mean, honestly, I'm not sure that I ever really saw an accident there.
I don't know. I just think that's all very peculiar. I've never seen and it's right there in front of Wendy's and Arby's, as we have mentioned, but it's also down in front of McDonald's, and it's also there, which I really don't get, on Barks Road between Kroger and like the Family Dollar or whatever's there.
Dollar Tree.
Yeah, well, it's not only it's Dollar Tree, but it's. I think it's Dollar General there. Is it Family Dollar?
Yeah, Family Dollar.
Yeah, why would you put one there? Is there a lot of traffic there?
I mean, isn't the Family Dollar like in the mall? Not like in the mall, but like in the
Dollar Tree's in the mall.
Oh, so we also...
No, and then Dollar... The other one, Dollar... Is it Dollar General? Yeah, Dollar General is out just beyond the mall. If you keep going down a little further, it's right there on the right.
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting.
Yeah, it's down like by the cat sanctuary.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're all right there. There's a lot of dollar shops right there in that little maybe mile and a half stretch of land.
Yeah.
So we've got lights, we've got plaques, we've got Chipotle moving. Now I want to talk a little bit about crankiness. Do you think this time of year, because I find that between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you get the most cranky people in the world out in society. Do you think that people this time of year are a little more cranky?
I think so. I think they're crankier because of all the stress of the holidays. They feel like they are rushing to get gifts, or they feel like they're going to be behind, or something of the sort.
It could be. I think we have a call coming in here. Maybe. Looks like we might. Go ahead, caller.
I'm with Matt. Chipotle's good, but it's expensive.
Now, how much, if I just get a meal at Chipotle, what am I looking at?
Oh, well, okay. So, are you just getting, like, the burrito? Are you getting the burrito and the drink? Or are you getting, heaven help you, the burrito, the drink, then, like, chips and guac?
Well, what if I just want a burrito and a drink?
I'll say probably about $15.
Yeah, probably about $15.
$15?
I mean, the burrito I get in and of itself is like 11-something, so...
Yeah. Hey, Matt, have you ever seen those hacks on the internet where if you order extra this and extra that, blah, 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 you can take it home and get like 3 and 4 meals out of it?
No.
Yes, I always see that on YouTube. Like, there's these hacks where you can get certain things that don't cost anything to for add-ons, and then if you order extra, I don't know what all it is, but and then you take it home and you break it down, you can get, like, 3 or 4 meals out of it.
Interesting.
But who would have the... I don't know what the word is. Who would have the nerve to do that? I'd be afraid. Like, I'd be looking like a bum or a fat pig.
Now, is Chipotle supposed to be like a high-class place? Is it supposed to be like a highbrow fast food type of place?
It's like high-end fast food.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like fine dining in general, but as far as like fast food, yeah, it's like ritzier fast food.
Also, one of their things is they're... Back in the day, used to have a commercial that was... against conventional farming. Everything they have is organically and I don't know what
locally
other word.
Locally sourced.
Yeah, locally sourced.
Well, I'd like to see that checked out.
Go for it.
I don't think everything there is organic. I don't think that's possible.
They claim it that way.
Well, they can claim it. I'd like to send the authorities in there.
Oh, boy. You've never been there, or you just don't remember going?
No, I'm sure I have been there. I know I've probably been with other people or something like that, but I've never made it a particular... See, I couldn't even tell you the last time I was at Taco Bell. I did go maybe 2 or 3 times this past summer to El Campesino because they had some good tacos. So I'm just not... I like Mexican food. It just doesn't seem like I end up at those places very often.
I'll tell you what I give them props on is how they can even roll some of those burritos. By the time,
for
it's like
real.
Subway, instead of like Subway, like you go through and select what it is that you want. And I'm telling you, by the time, if you picked everything, sometimes they have to use like 2 shells to wrap it up.
Oh, yeah. You can also pay for the extra shell, which is like 50 cents, which I usually do because otherwise it just falls apart.
Right.
So these are big burritos?
They are huge.
They're humongous.
Like, I mean, that's why they're charging $15 for this.
Oh, yeah, because, like, if you get the burrito, like, most people probably only eat the burrito or the burrito bowl when they go there. That's, like, that's all you'd get is the burrito or the burrito bowl.
Can't you get a small?
No.
One size.
There's one size.
Well, big eaters over at the Chipotle.
You know what doesn't cost a dime, Scott?
What's that?
Free laundry day at Colonial Point.
Oh, that's right. I'm glad you called that in. Now, that's 11 to 2 on Saturday. Free laundry at Colonial Coin, located on Main and Bell Fountain.
I might got to be there.
Yep.
You got to be there.
I said I might got to be there, yeah.
Go to Chipotle, get you a burrito, and then go do your wash.
Now, wait a second. Now, do you get soap and things like that?
I believe so.
It's only 11 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
3-hour window right there.
Be there or be square.
Be there or be square. Hey, thanks for the info.
Yep.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right, yes, I did want to mention that. We heard about that yesterday. The Colonial Coin Ministry will be going on tomorrow, Saturday, here in Marion, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Colonial Coin Laundromats, located on Main and Bell Fountain. All you got to do is bring your laundry.
I didn't know they had multiple.
Yeah, there's one on Bell Fountain and one on Main. I bet the one on Main gets visited quite a bit more, but there is one on Bell Fountain as well.
Nice.
So it looks like a big event.
It looks like
coming up this weekend here in Marion. Christmas at the Palace is this weekend. So, stuff to do in the community.
I mean, judging by Pastor Craig's show, there's always stuff to do. It's just not very advertised very well.
No, and I'm not sure how you do it outside of social media anymore, because as I said, I don't think there's any reporters left at the Marion Star. So it's unfortunate that things have deteriorated this way, but what can you do?
I mean, I guess they could always send in. I mean, I'm sure they do. I'm not sure. I'm sure there's got to be something.
Now, we're going to talk more about crankiness later on, because we're getting to the end of this hour. But do you think, if somebody's cranky, how do you handle it? Because I don't think they know that they're cranky.
What do you mean?
Oh, we just got Chipotle is good.
Chipotle is good.
Yes.
She's not wrong.
Well, she's been wrong about so many other things that... No, but I'm serious. Now, if somebody's cranky, should you tell them that they're cranky, which probably makes them more cranky, or should you just let it go?
I always just kind of let it go and don't talk to them unless, like, absolutely necessary, because then it's just, I don't have to deal with it.
But do you think people know they're cranky?
I don't think so. I think that it's possible for them to realize it after they've been cranky, but I don't think that they know it at the time.
I think they realize it too, but I think the crankiness has to end first.
Has to end first.
Yes.
No, I think I've definitely been like tired and cranky, and then like somebody says something to me, and I snap, and I'm like, man. That was rude for no reason at all.
Well, let me say, I will say this, though. The person I was talking about yesterday who was cranky for like 2 days, they were not cranky yesterday. So I think they realized that they snapped out of it. I think they knew they were being a little cranky, and they snapped out of it. And I'll tell you, and I cannot tell this whole story on the air, but I was with this person yesterday. Oh, this is a funny story. And somebody in the room with us stood up and said they had to go to the bathroom. And, you know, there are two words people can use to say they have to go to the bathroom that we cannot say on the radio. Think about it. Number one and number two. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, so this person says up and says, I have to go number one and number two, but they don't say number one and number two. They say the profane versions of both of those words.
Both of them?
Both of them, right together. I've got to go, you know, yeah. So nobody said anything, and I just looked at him, and I said, so you got a combination going on today. So that person leads the room, and all of a sudden, me and this person who had been cranky the last couple of days just burst into uncontrollable laughter, is what I'll say. It wasn't just like a little chuckle. It was like uncontrollable laughter. Yes, she did laugh about that. Yes. I heard a noise come out of her. She was laughing so hard that I'd never heard come out of her before. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I said, I bet you it would be a female. You said it was a female. Thanks, Scott.
Yep, no problem. It was a female. Yes, it was a female. And, she laughed about that quite a bit.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I think that'd be funny.
But she couldn't understand why I said something about a combination, which was also apparently funny to her.
I mean, there were two things.
I don't know what you say to somebody who announces that in the middle of a room.
I don't think I've ever... Just, I gotta go to the bathroom.
I said, it sounds like you got a combination going there.
It's quite a mixture.
That person is very regular.
What do you mean?
Like restroom, same time every day.
On schedule.
I don't know. Must be on some brand pills or something. No, I think you do say something. I'm being told now you're not supposed to say anything when somebody says that.
when somebody says what?
They've got to go take a one and a two.
No, I mean, I still think it's just better to say I got to go to the bathroom. Like, I got to go to the restroom.
I think you got to say something. I don't think you can let it go. Go ahead, caller.
One more last thing, Scott. I think you two are in love. Bye.
There's a lot of... Me and you, Matt, are we in love?
I guess. I mean, that's so who he thinks.
It could be. It could be. You know what? I love everybody at this point.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, why not? But I never went and took a one and a two. In any event, we've got a Best of Pastor Whitaker show coming up after this, and then we've got... you and I will be back at 10 o'clock. And then I think we might even be on at 11 o'clock this morning because Pastor Craig will not be here for that particular show. And then Adam will be coming in at 12 o'clock. You're going to meet Adam for the first time. That's going to be fascinating.
It'll be good.
It's going to be fascinating at 12 o'clock today. You're not going to want to miss that. And then at 1 o'clock, we're going to have Study His Word. So don't go anywhere. And 8 to 10 tonight, we've got Carrington and yourself. So the big Friday night show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 15.
But that is no sign there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside. But there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture this supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world, there's nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus,